Hello and welcome to Tea and Toast, the third podcast, and it's looking quite positive actually. It's looking quite good. So yes, let's talk about what we did in the last podcast. In the last podcast, we were talking about domain and hosting. Sorry, I lost my thread there. With domain and hosting, we were just talking about some of the basic things. Now, with these podcasts, we're quite early on. This is only the third one. And it's worth pointing out that each one will be about 5 minutes, so that they're only sound bites for you. They're going to be quite short and conversational. However, I would like it if you would get back to us with feedback about things that you like and dislike, any questions that you've got about what you would like to hear in response to some of the podcasts. And I promise that we will revisit them, and I will definitely get back to you about stuff and sort of try and structure it with the best answer possible. Now, the best way to do that is to email us. And you can email us at prit@teaandtoast.org.uk. Now, I'm wary that we're about 1.5 minutes in. And in this podcast, because it's the third one, we're going to talk about something simple again. So the simple thing that we're going to talk about is sort of, kind of, search engine optimization, SEO. Can be a big topic, I know. So I want to talk about it on a simple level, coming from the last podcast where we talked about domain and hosting, and we just said those are the basic elements that you need. But with this one, it's more about saying, okay, it's up to you, the client, to say, what have you put in my coding? To have a look at your content. This is very key. When you've got a website, in terms of SEO, it's really good if you can have good content and you can check that each image has got the right words. The meta tag, which is like a hidden bit of code. When you look at Google and you click on a link and you've got that bold bit of text with a paragraph, that's built into each website. So it's worth having a look with your designer about what meta tag, the strap line for your website is, and how that works for you as an organization or as a small business. It's more important obviously for a small business, but it's important to look at that. Once again, it's called a meta tag. You're also looking at the alt tag, which is used mainly for images. So if an image doesn't appear to be there, it can't be read, then text would appear instead of that. But even if you've got the image, then the text for the image would help in making an all-round better website. Now, it's these sort of small things that be really quite good for you if you're a small business. If you're a medium to large business, you could, I would probably suggest actually for anyone, you would just push to sort of ask, what have you done with this, and you know, what are the codes? Don't be afraid of it. There is a right way and a wrong way to write web pages as well, and it's to make sure that they're well structured. That's not something you could do. It's up to you to find the best designer, I suppose, and you know, get the most productive one, the person that you like to work with, and that's a different subject altogether. But in essence, once you've done that, you should end up with not just a good website, but your Google ranking should be quite decent as well. And I think overall, you should be a happy customer. So I think from that, I just like to say thank you for listening to this one, as it is only the third podcast. And why not email me with any more thoughts, any more questions at prit@teaandtoast.org.uk. And I hope I've helped you with this initial bit of the basics of getting an entire website up. Until now, well, for now, until next time, thank you and goodbye.